is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We appreciate you. We do. Welcome. We'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us in New York City. We've been hanging out for a while. 2 hours down, two more to go. Where have you been? Just tuning in? Easy. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to our conversation with Lee Pace, UNC sideline reporter, about the arrival of Bill Belichick. If you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, you can listen to us talk about the press conference held by Juan Soto. Juan Soto told all of us why he decided to sign with the New York Mets and leave the New York Yankees in the dust. And we have so much more to get into. It is Thursday night, which means Thursday night football. We're getting ready for the 49ers to host the Rams. 49ers are 6-7. The Rams are 7-6. They're both trying to kind of move and just cement themselves into the playoffs the best way that they can. Unlikely. Good luck, though. Good luck. So we got more to do over the next 2 hours. Bill Belichick isn't the only coach who's ending up in a new place. And so we got a lot to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to people listening on SiriusXM 158, people listening on smart speakers. However you're here, thank you. We really appreciate that. Man, Hickey, this is technology. I don't know if this is technology at its best or at its worst. As you know, this Thursday night football game on, now Thursday night football, it streams on Amazon. You want to know whose computer in the studio is not playing Amazon for whatever reason?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. This is the worst, man. I had to pull this open on my phone just to watch and just to see what's going on. Amazon, the video player didn't load correctly. Please try opening the video again. If the problem continues, contact Amazon customer service and refer to error 7131. You want to know who doesn't have time for that?
You.
Yeah, I got time for this.
This is why, JR, I will forever be Team Cable. No streaming. Stop with the crap. Gimme cable, no buffering problems, no we can't launch the video player problems.
But one day there's what you gonna do when there isn't no cable?
I'll keep it alive, don't worry. People come back.
You're gonna keep cable alive?
Well, I think cable is about to get a big boost here from other platforms like YouTube TV. See what they announced today?
YouTube TV is now $83 a month, right?
Price hikes. Guess what's looking pretty cheap all of a sudden? Or cheaper, getting cheaper by the day.
Nah, but to have the internet in your house at minimum is what? Like regular internet is at minimum, I don't know, what can you get it on? Depending on where you live. You think 10, 20 bucks at least, right? No.
A month?
$30? I don't know.
I was going to say like 100 bucks.
Just to have internet connectivity to your house?
Yes, it is not $10 a month.
At minimum?
Minimum.
The cheapest internet.
Here, do you want to pull up my? I can pull up my monthly, right, if you want.
I don't know how much I pay for it. I don't know. It's all bundled together with a bunch of crap that I wish I didn't have.
Also true.
Okay, here's Spectrum. $30 high speed, no contract. Okay.
What? I have Spectrum. I don't pay 30 bucks a month.
Oh, you live in New York City. Just for the internet? Okay. So $30 a month plus tax, 35 bucks a month. Right? Right? This is what they're advertising.
Okay.
Verizon Fios, you can get internet for 25 a month. Okay. T-Mobile, 50. Spectrum, 50. It depends on where you live. That's what I'm saying. Round about 30, 40 bucks just to get internet. But if you just have internet, it doesn't stop there. You then have to pay to watch, right? So now you're shelling out, I don't know how much Amazon Prime is. What is this crap? Paying $15 for something I can't watch right now, I bet, right? And then you start throwing in everything else, then it becomes almost as much as cable. Am I wrong?
No, that's exactly my point. And to where I think eventually we're going to get back to a place where people will go back to cable because you can't afford to have 5 million different streaming services.
Well, you can't also not have the internet.
You can do both.
Well, so now you're going to pay...
The internet is separate here, right? Because whether you have cable or whether you're streaming, you need the internet either way, right? So it's like you're paying the internet no matter what you're doing.
Right. And so then you have to pay cable. So so then how do I stream what I need? Using my cable subscription?
Like, well, maybe if you're cable, you got to start realizing I'd start bundling a lot of this stuff where if, hey, you sign up for us, all of a sudden here's Disney Plus for free.
I still think they're going to... Where's the consolidation? Am I missing something? Like, why are we paying for all of this stuff?
Didn't YouTube TV try to consolidate? Or no, I guess that's more cable, right? Never mind.
And then I heard YouTube TV ended up dropping a bunch of stuff. So even if you get YouTube TV, which is about to be $83 a month, then you still got to pay for a bunch of add-ons through the YouTube TV, I believe.
Hmm.
This is just... I'm sick of this stuff, man. Hickey, I'm not going to watch anything one day. Is it not?
That's it? Just sports and that's it?
I'm going to watch the NFL that comes over network TV. That's it.
CBS, Fox, NBC, and I guess sometimes ABC, and that's it.
I will see Kevin Durant every now and then on a Saturday night basketball game. And if he makes the NBA final. Think about this. How many... am I wrong? Outside of the NFL, every sport, and then maybe golf, and even golf, not everything is on broadcast. Everything you got to pay for, right? You got to pay for everything.
I guess probably the NFL in terms of sports, right, is the freest.
Oh, yeah. Unless you want to watch an out-of-market game, then you got to buy YouTube Sunday ticket.
But I'm just trying to think, like you want to be as cheap as possible. I'm only getting the basic channels. What can I watch with just the local channels?
Your local football team.
Right. And some the biggest games baseball, of the week, though, too. You're putting, games of the week on wherever, as long as you don't have a local team playing at the same time. So you get the biggest game of the week, most likely, most times, for free. Your local team for free. Sunday night game for free. So it's like, okay, that's three games a week.
And I know that in college football as well.
True.
That is all day Saturday, unless it's a ESPN package. But a lot of those games, the big ones, do come on ABC. I know the NBA, certain teams have moved into. I know the Phoenix Suns. I use Kevin Durant, maybe a bad example. I know the Phoenix Suns. I think this season they're broadcasting a lot of their games over the air. There used to be a point in time where baseball. Like a lot of baseball games were network TV, and now they're all behind, cable. I just, it's too much. And then the streaming doesn't work. Hickey, I was lucky enough, like last night, being off, I ended up turning on the end of the Knicks and the Hawks games, and I had it on in two different rooms. And of course, the streams didn't match up. Of course they didn't. And I'm saying to myself, not to sound like an old you-know-what, but I'm like, you would think that there'd be no latency. If I had on two cable boxes in two different rooms right now, they'd be on the same frequency because they're coming out the same feed. Like, it's 2025. I think, quote-unquote, the mainstream internet now has been around for the better part of 35 years. We've probably been streaming stuff on a consistent basis for maybe the past 10 to 15. Of course, it gets better year after year, but there's still small things that we can't do. Hickey, here's another example. This ticked me off yesterday. After the Knicks went off, I said, okay, there's another game coming on. Let me watch the Houston Rockets and the Warriors. Hickey, I went to HBO Max. I wanted to just click to turn the game on because I know it's technically on TNT. The thing told me come back. The thing didn't start yet. And I'm like, why can't I just click to the TNT channel and just watch the end of the Rangers game and just seamlessly go into what comes on next? Why do I got to click around a million places? I got to wait until 9:52. To click to start the basketball game. I wanted to beat myself over the head with the remote.
It's stupid. I could not agree more. And how this has not been fixed with how much streaming does occur is mind-boggling. What are we doing?
These are supposed to be smart people. They don't care. They don't care because they're taking.
You said supposed to be.
Yeah, because they take. Well, they are smart. They're taking everybody's money. They know people don't have a chance, and or an opportunity. They don't have a choice. I should say, not a chance. They don't have a choice. So if I'm just going to take your money, where's my incentive to change anything? There's not. Like this whole system. Like, why can't I just click on? Like I said, I think I said this the other day. Why can't I just stream ESPN without having to switch over after every show finishes? Like the last thing I want to see is your show has ended. No, do like TV. Once show ended, stay on the channel and just go to the another one. Who do I write a complaint to? All of them? What do I do? Because I'm pissed.
Let's start with Bob Iger at Disney. Direct it right to him.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I don't know who's running, you know, TNT Sports, but or TNT or Warner Brothers. Just I think you should go right to the top for everybody. Worded letter.
Not the digital guy. Digital guy don't care.
Well, get him in trouble. Maybe get him fired.
Okay.
Right to the top. And they'll probably just throw that letter out. But
things are bad. And by the way, I had to do so much weight, and I fell asleep at the beginning of the Warriors and the Rockets game. Fell asleep. I woke up, and I saw nonsense at the end. I woke up to see Steph Curry take a stupid shot, and then I saw a foul call, and then I saw the Warriors lose the game, and then I saw Steve Kerr angry at the end. So at least I got a nap in. Thank you so much to HBO Max for helping me get a nap in. We got this NBA Cup going on. What are the final four teams? We have Houston, Oklahoma City. We have the Atlanta Hawks, and they're going to take on, don't tell me. So the Milwaukee Bucks. And that'll all take place on Saturday. And then the NBA Emirates Cup final will be in Vegas on Tuesday. Look at me. I know about the NBA Cup. Good for all the players. This cup is for first place losers, as far as I'm concerned. If the Atlanta Hawks win the cup, like, who cares? They ain't winning no championship, right? I'm sure the Atlanta Hawks will go out there and hang a banner. It's cool, but whatever, right? Like, this is a tough time of the year. And I give credit to the NBA. At least they're garnering attention. But at the same time, I'm like, come on. You got college football playoff. Just got the rankings. We got free agency in baseball. You got the biggest guy in the world. Juan Soto signs the biggest sports contract ever. Get the NFL still hot on its heels. Everybody's on a stretch run. Like, yeah, it makes sense to have a cup, but it's always going to be difficult for people to pay attention. Which made last night the loss for the Warriors even more exciting. Not because of the cup, but because Steve Kerr lost his mind. And so Steph Curry took a dumb shot at the end of the game. Left too much time left on the clock. Didn't even need to take a shot because they were ahead. He took a shot, and then the Warriors committed a foul. Jonathan Kuminga dove for a loose ball and fouled Jalen Green. And the referee, instead of calling a jump ball, he said foul. And so the Houston Rockets were able to go to the free throw line and basically end the game on free throws. And so Steve Kerr is like, why are we doing this? Like, you're just going to let people take foul shots to end the game? There was like 3 seconds left on the clock. Let him play basketball. At least let him shoot it. So Steve Kerr was mad. Listen to this.
I've never seen a loose ball foul on a jump ball situation 80 feet from the basket with the game on the line. I've never seen that. I think I saw it in college one time 30 years ago. Never seen it in the NBA. That is unconscionable. I don't even understand what just happened. You know, loose ball, diving on the floor, 80 feet from the basket, and you're going to give a guy two free throws to decide the game when people are scrambling for the ball. Just give them a timeout. Give them a timeout and let the players decide the game. That's how you officiate.
Well, there could have been a foul there. It could have been really a foul called, but the referee, yeah, he had judgment. He had discretion, and he used it. He called a foul. He did. And Steve Kerr didn't stop there. He was still mad. Tell him why you mad, son.
We're going to call it a loose ball foul on a jump ball situation with guys diving on the floor with the game on the line? This is a billion-dollar industry. You got people's jobs on the line. I am stunned. I'm stunned. I give the Rockets credit. They battled back. They played great defense all night. But I feel for our guys. Our guys battled back, played their asses off, and deserved to win that game or at least have a chance for one stop at the end to finish the game. And that was taken from us by a call that I don't think an elementary school referee would have made, because that guy would have had feel and said, you know what, I'm not going to decide a game on a loose ball 80 feet from the basket.
Oh, ouch. Hickey, this is starting to feel like angry hour. I'm angry. Are you angry, too? You angry?
Fired up.
Yeah, I'm angry. You're angry. Steve Kerr is angry. This might be angry hour on the JR Sport Brief Show, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're not the only people angry. Hopefully Steve Kerr's calmed down. That was almost 24 hours ago. I hope he calmed down. There's people on ESPN who are angry. There are people on ESPN who are angry about people on ESPN. We live in such a crazy world when it comes down to sports media. Everybody is angry. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm just angry at Amazon. I am. Send me some money. I need my money back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to tell you why everybody at ESPN hates each other on the other side. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to know that this portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thursday night football is underway. It took me some loops and holes and juggling, but I finally have it in front of me as the Rams are in San Francisco. Now, 2 minutes have passed. We got a score of nothing. Okay, still early. Hickey is taking the Rams at home, taking the 49ers at home. I'm going with the Rams and what we both believe will be a close game. Heading into tonight, we got two teams that are trying to jockey for playoff position in the NFC West. The 49ers have a record of 6-7 with all of their injuries. And the Rams, they have a record of 7-6. They just went over 500 this past Sunday when they went out there and beat up on the Buffalo Bills. And so we'll keep you up to date on this Thursday night football matchup as the night and the show continues on. I told you right before we went to break the difficulty that I had in trying to even get this game streamed here. Like error. You know, technology is good when it works. And then when it doesn't work, you just screw. And you never know why you're screwed. You don't know if it's this or that. You're just cooked. You just got to be angry. And so I told you that this is angry hour on the JR Sport Brief Show, because this isn't, well, I'm angry at Amazon. Hi, Amazon. But then we got a bunch of other people that are just angry in the world. I can't believe just over the past 24 hours how many people have been angry with ESPN in a general sense? ESPN, it's reporters, it's broadcasters, it's Hickey, what do you call the opinionators? Or talking heads? What do we call them? I don't know.
Personalities? Talking heads?
Ah, there you go. Personality. So let me give you this instance. For the past several days, and we've heard about this for months now, Jimmy Butler expiring contract as a player option for next year. Shams Charania took over for Woj. And so Shams is now the lead, you know, news guy for ESPN. And he's been reporting for the past several days that, hey, there's his agent, Bernie Lee, the agent of Jimmy Butler, has been talking with teams and he's comfortable with going to this team and that team. And well, Bernie Lee decided to go on social media, on Twitter, and respond. He basically called Shams a liar. He said, all right, listen, I gave you a pass yesterday because I was busy. But if you don't stop putting my name on your complete and utter made up BS, because you know you normally aren't worth my time to acknowledge. He continued on. I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm a middle-aged dad, but I just know it would indicate severe dislike. He says, world, everybody, listen, this is all fabricated. I have never. And honestly, it wouldn't help me or the position I represent to do anything that's been reported by said journalist. He's referring to Shams. He finished up. This is your opportunity to say, my bad, I'm sorry. I let ChatGPT write my tweets. And it went old school Peter Vesey. And then he dissed him by talking about his age. He said, Peter Vesey was a writer in the 90s. Be a trendsetter. Invent the news. I was hacked. Carry on. Just tell them all thank you. So he's like, hey, man, admit that you're making stuff up. You're a liar. He got beef with Shams. And Shams didn't respond on Twitter. Shams responded on ESPN. Shams basically said, well, Shams said this today.
1,000% stand by my reporting. It's fully vetted. And as a professional, that's what I do. That's what I get paid to do. That's what I'm going to do. Report truthfully and accurately. That's what this is, period.
Okay. Hickey, somebody's lying. Who do you think is lying?
I would say the agent.
Yeah, I agree.
I would definitely say the agent. He has more to lose by the truth coming out than Shams does for reporting this Jimmy Butler news that he doesn't need to make up.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any clout.
Yeah, come on. What does Shams lie? Why would he lie? What does he care for? This guy's telling news every day. He has no reason to lie. And even if there's a slight exaggeration, there's truth there. It's not like this guy, Bernie Lee, is calling up Shams and going, hey, you know what? This is what we're doing. But he's finding out. He knows. And then he's doubling back. And did you hear this? Yeah, I heard this too. Okay, I'm going to put it out. Like this, I hate to tell people. You got agents who do this. This is an agent's job. You think the agent is telling the truth between all of the teams? Like he's trying to get the best deal and the best situation for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was asked about this as well. Not this beef between the agent and Shams, the reporter. Jimmy Butler's just like, hey, bad publicity is good publicity to a degree. That's what Jimmy Butler said. The agent's job is to represent the player. Not to tell the truth to the public, not to go out here and be the best representative. And come on. Shams is breaking stories every day. Not every day, but he does this enough. It doesn't do him no good to just be making stuff up. Why would he? It doesn't do him no good. Angry agent because he's being chopped down. The news is chopping him down. He doesn't like it. He'll be okay. Anyway. It's not the only person mad at a personality on ESPN because this was absolutely hilarious. We told you that. Is there a more tone-deaf person than Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is the same guy on the New York Jets last year who wasn't able to play but sat around on a podcast every week that he was getting paid about $1 million for and basically said, we need to cut down on the distractions. Meanwhile, we got a star player not playing who is commenting on the team. Sounds like a massive distraction, if you ask me. And so Aaron Rodgers, while on Pat McAfee yesterday, with the New York Jets continuing to spiral, Aaron Rodgers pretty much said, you know what I'm sick of? And by the way, Aaron Rodgers was on ESPN when he said this. He says, I am tired of ESPN and their personalities who know nothing about nothing, sitting around having opinions. Listen to Aaron Rodgers on ESPN complain about ESPN.
These experts on TV who nobody remembers what they did in their career. So in order for them to stay relevant, they have to make comments that keep them in the conversation. That wasn't going on in 2008, 2009. That was non-existent. You know, the sports center of my youth, those guys made the highlights so much fun, and that's what they showed on SportsCenter. Now it's all talk shows and people whose opinions are so important now, and they believe they're the celebrities now, they're the stars for just being able to talk about sports or give a take about sports, many of which are unfounded or asinine, as we all know.
And Pat McAfee was looking at him like, oh, not me. He's like, no, not you. Just other people. Not you, but other people. Hickey, I need this once a year. Once a year, I need Aaron Rodgers to say something that is just, what's the word? Hypocritical. I need a book A matter of fact, I need a calendar. You know those desk calendars you put on people's desks? Every day you rip apart a page?
Yes.
Rip off I need one of Aaron Rodgers being hypocritical every day.
I was going to say, you said once a year. I mean, you get this once a month at least. Oh, maybe man. Once a week now with how he talks.
So instead of once a calendar, we should do a calendar, right?
I like it. Let's do it.
Aaron Rodgers being hypocritical. Yeah. That's just, it's fun. It's funny. He sat down on ESPN and said this. I mean, he might as well be a retired player just saying stuff himself because he ain't playing worth a damn. Like, what is he doing? Nothing. Talk about benching Kirk Cousins. Man, sheesh, they need to bench Aaron Rodgers. He'd probably be happy about it too, but he's not going to admit it. And because this is ESPN, Aaron Rodgers on ESPN criticizing other people on ESPN, one of the biggest names, well, damn it, the biggest name on ESPN. Stephen A. Smith, he sat on his own show, First Take. He had a response. He's like, he ain't talking about me. What are y'all looking at me for?
His points were made towards former athletes who are now in the media. Because I got news for you. He can't, the way, I knew he wasn't talking about me when he said this. It wasn't like this back in 2008. No. I've been this way all my life. No. This ain't about somebody like me.
Okay, all right. Hickey, was he making it about him? That's what it sounded like. But that's what he gets paid for, right? He's done a good job at it, making everything about him.
And he just did it there to perfection, yeah. If you will.
Yeah, didn't they have him walking into a basketball arena one time?
One time.
They do
like
it all?
The entire postseason. How they did like the athlete entrance videos you would see of them, you know, in the street clothes, the designer clothes on.
They did it with him?
They did it multiple times.
Oh, my God.
Multiple times. One went viral and he kind of got made fun of, but up to that point, I think it was the Knicks game, right? He did it at least 5 or 6 times before that one time where people are like, what are we doing?
He thinks this is cool.
I guess. That he thinks that he's an athlete or just as important as an athlete.
He thinks that's cool. I don't know. He gets made fun of, man. Why don't we do that for our radio station, right? Why don't we do that? No, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Great idea. We should get you walking into the studio every day, game face on, ready to go for the show. We'll tweet it out like 2 hours before.
I have a hoodie on and sweatpants every day. Well, and depending on the weather, I have on shorts. I got to start wearing pink sweaters now with oversized hats. Like, what am I doing?
That fashion sounds like a lot better than the fashion we see for most athletes coming into the arena. So
okay, like I haven't seen what Deebo Samuel wore today. I'm sure it was leather. I don't know. I've stopped. Did he get a catch yet?
Nope. Here's a tackle though.
Uh oh. What did I miss?
He went in motion and they handed the ball off. And I don't know if he was late. They handed the ball off early. Whatever it was, he tripped up the running back for the 49ers, and he got no gain because Deebo essentially tackled him.
Oh,
ran into each other.
Oh, great.
So, no catches. He has a target, and he has one tackle so far.
Well, all the complaining, you would think that Brock Purdy would just be forcing him the ball.
You would think. I mean, they're best friends, according to Brock Purdy.
I get it. I heard that, and I go, Brock Purdy is, well, last I checked, he was driving a Winnebago and sleeping on an offensive lineman's couch. Deebo Samuel is showing up to work in, I was going to say, leather assless chaps, but that might be that might be going too far. But he's wearing, like, leather shorts and leather boots, and he's showing his fashion sense. So I don't know if that's Brock Purdy's friend. I would say they're teammates, but what do I know? What do I know? For my own entertainment purposes, I'm going to see how accurate I was. Hickey, you think he showed up in something leather today? He didn't show up looking normal, right? Would you say?
Oh, 100%. No chance. Probably black leather with sunglasses on.
Marco, I'm going to look this up while you do the report. Do you think Deebo wore something normal or not?
You know, I'm still laughing from assless chaps. I'm hoping that Deebo showed up like that. That would be hilarious.
We're in the Mike Tyson.
The what? What am I? What? With the jock strap.
The jock.
That was the only part of the Netflix stream that worked. As we're talking about streams not working, I can't watch Amazon. Half of America couldn't watch the damn fight, but we all saw Mike Tyson's ass. Right. Okay. Thank you to our streamers, Netflix, Amazon. Y'all are the future. Get it together. Come on now. Dumbass place. Marco, are you sick of this too? I hate this. I hate this. The cable is going away, but the streaming is going up. The cable is reliable, but the streaming is garbage. Like, I told Hickey, I can't watch Amazon in the studio here because I get an error. I'm paying for this. I can't get it.
And then I think YouTube TV went up today. I saw that, right?
83. They said a few years ago it was $40. I think when it launched, it was 15. But we knew it was going up. But now it's 83 after 4 years.
What happened here? Like, now we can't afford anything. We can't afford cable. We can't afford the stream. We can't afford, like, what happened? Where did we wind up going wrong? The whole point was to be able to actually watch more TV. You try to give us more options. Now we're broke, and we can't watch any of that anyway.
Well, now I know why Aaron Rodgers goes into that hole. Maybe I need to be more like Aaron. You think Aaron Rodgers pays for Netflix? You think he pays? Well, he probably does. Right?
I don't know. Like Juan Soto, is that part of his contract with the Jets that they have to pay for the ayahuasca and the streaming?
No, let me forget all of that. Did y'all see that Aaron Rodgers, he has a special coming out? I think it's this month. Did y'all see that?
Netflix. Yeah, so I'm imagining that they pay for his Netflix,
Enigma.
Right?
Enigma.
I saw the trailer for that, and I said, okay, everybody's entitled to do what they want to do. I said, this guy is exactly who I thought he's exactly who I thought he was.
But he doesn't like anybody having any distractions, though. Nor should you be talking about anything because, you know, all these ESPN people.
But Netflix paid him money, and
well, he's Aaron Rodgers.
This is not a distraction.
Can we see Aaron Rodgers having his own podcast and being I mean, like, he's not going to go away. He's never going to go away. That's why it makes me laugh that he's yelling at all these like former athletes that you have to look up what they did to say whatever. You're never going to go away. We're going to hear you in your mouth to the end of time.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't be surprised if he did disappear. Or you think he's going to get into college?
He couldn't live without people asking him questions to tell you whatever's on his mind. He lives for that.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if he disappeared, man.
Nah, he's not going in the hole with the ayahuasca. He's going to be right in our face.
Okay.
Begging for us to ask him questions. Begging.
What is there going to be to ask if he's not playing, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll let us know. Whether it's drones or aliens or ayahuasca or politics, he'll find a way to let us know what we're doing wrong.
All right. Well, at least he's not talking about... Well, what is there to say about the Jets right now? Nothing. Right? Might as well ask Aaron Rodgers about people on TV. Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I don't think he actually wants to talk about football. That's a sore subject right now.
I don't blame him because he sucks and so does his team. That's why he needs to go back into that hole in Oregon, okay? I think that'd make the most sense. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to look up Deebo Samuel's outfit for today. If you want to call up, you can. 855-212-4227. We have so much more to get into.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I think this is a good thing. Hickey, I did not find, well, let's just say A.J. Brown, as far as I know, A.J. Brown. Hickey, what am I doing? I'm mixing up all my receivers. Are they angry? Is it because they're angry receivers? Probably, right?
Yes, I think A.J. Brown and the guy you talk about have one or two things in common this week, which is publicly complaining about not getting the ball.
They want the ball. Deebo Samuel, he put online, he's just like, it's like I'd have yards if I got the ball. Yeah, that would make sense, but when you do have the ball, is yards per not even carry, catch, they're lower than they've ever been. Maybe they'd get you the ball more if they felt you were going to do something with it. Okay, I'm just saying. And with no Christian McCaffrey, maybe that also makes things a little bit more obvious that, hey, if they get you the ball, you're going to do some damage. But it's easy to lock in on one guy. I mean, the 49ers' strength was having Ayuk and McCaffrey and Samuel and Kittle. You got all those threats. Everybody on the line of scrimmage is a threat. Yeah, one guy goes down. Everybody, for the most part, is going to go out there and suffer. So Thursday night football continues on. Right now, 49ers lead the Rams 3-0. It's 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We will keep you up to date. Yeah, it's tough to win when you don't have talent out there. And the NFL is such a cutthroat league. If you don't have the talent, owner, GM isn't going to blame himself. And typically what happens is everybody blames the quarterback. They get rid of the QB. Everybody blames the general manager. The general manager will then get rid of the coach. And then there's nobody left but the GM. And the owner will say, well, I can't fire myself for hiring a GM. So now I'm going to fire him. It's tough. It's tough. If you don't got the talent, you stink. Go ask Bill Belichick. It was so bad after Tom Brady left. He basically got fired. Now he's in college. It's tough. We talk about this all the time when it comes down to Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. It's not Mike McCarthy's fault. Look at the owner. Look at the boss. He's the one screwing everything up. And we got other teams that are doing it too. How about, yeah, there's a perfect example. Over the past few days, we have heard from Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. Now, Jimmy Haslam, does this man, he knows how to make money. Does he know anything about football? It doesn't seem so. Because Jimmy Haslam somehow, some way is perplexed that the Cleveland Browns have a record of 3-10. Has he not seen some of the injuries? Does he know that Deshaun Watson blew out his Achilles and that he sucks? I know he knows that because he still has to pay him $92 million over the next 2 years. Is he unaware that Nick Chubb is coming back from a devastating knee injury? Does he know who his current quarterback is in Jameis Winston? Like, what is so shocking that last year the Browns were 11-6 and this year they are 3-10? I just gave you a couple of reasons. And now the defense sucks as well. Come on now. It seems pretty obvious to me why they're bad. The talent has been hurt. Even Myles Garrett, all season long, talking about how bad his legs hurt. Come on. And sort of, I guess, give some type of assurances. Jimmy Haslam is different than Jerry Jones. Jimmy Haslam is saying, I'm going to stick with Andrew Berry, our GM. I'm going to stick with Kevin Stefanski, our two-time NFL Coach of the Year. I'm not getting rid of none of these guys. This guy's going to stick through thick and thin. The offensive lineman on the team, he actually plays, Joe Batonio, he says, you know what? I agree with Jimmy. We got the right guys here. Don't fire nobody.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think you look at the teams that you obviously want to get the right people in the building, but you look at teams that have had sustained success and they build a culture and they have those staffs that they can draft players that fit their culture and their play style. You know, like you look at the Steelers, they've drafted the same type of D lineman for the last 50 years. So, you know what I mean? Like you get guys that fit a system and do those things. And so I think keeping the right guys in charge is a smart thing.
Okay. I don't know if they got all the right guys in charge. I think when we look at any football team, having the right guy in charge, and most importantly, and a lot of times, comes down to the QB. I think we can all agree the Browns don't have that right guy. And it's not Jameis Winston, who can throw a million yards and 50 touchdowns and 50 interceptions. They are currently 2-4 with Jameis Winston. And then if you look at Deshaun Watson, oh, man, I told you, $92 million. Next 2 years, they may have to eat that money. This man has a blown Achilles last year, blown a shoulder, and terrible confidence. He hasn't been able to play football, more sexual assault allegations. And you want to know who screwed that one up? Yep, Jimmy Haslam. Let's go back in time 2 years ago. This is what Jimmy Haslam had to say about Deshaun Watson in August of 2022. This guy basically screwed him over, but he believed in him.
Since Deshaun came into our building in April, he has done everything we have asked of him and more. And he has been the person, the leader that we expected him to be. I think he understands where he is in his life. It's a pivotal point. And we as an organization are going to do everything we can to help him not only be the best football player he can be, but more importantly, to be the best person he can be. And we're going to support him in every way possible during the suspension and during what will hopefully be a long career with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, boy. How did that work out? It's still working out. And they wish they could pull the plug on that guy right now. I don't. Can you bring Deshaun Watson back? He blew out his Achilles. Hickey, they keep him around for one more year, right? They realize we're not going anywhere. We can't do this. We just got to at least see what he can. You got to try to do something, right? You can't just pull the plug and go, we suck, we blew it. You got to bring in competition, but you keep him on the roster.
Yeah, you have no choice. Like, they can't cut him. Like, financially, it's just not going to work. He's going to be on the roster next year. I'm with you, though. Bring somebody else in to actually compete. I mean, he probably won't even be ready by the start of next year, so you have an excuse to get a good starter. Bring him in, play him, and if he plays well, just to use the excuse of, he's playing well, but I can take him out now.
Man, I wish I had 230, 240 without sexual assault allegations. This guy, I'm saying, this guy is rehabbing, being suspended. Like, this is one of the worst contracts in sports history. It is. This is crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll give you an update on Thursday Night Football on the other side of the break. We'll talk about other guys who got contracts, Belichick, Soto, and more. Don't move.